Quét đơn. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All right, people, thank you very much for coming out today. Inshallah, today we have a very interesting day because it's the leap year. That's the, you know, let's have an extra day here, alhamdulillah. What we have today, inshallah, is one and one thing only, which is the following. Let me share my screen. Quran study continue. Okay, I feel Quran study continuing right now because we didn't do enough of Jumla Ismiya yet to practice it. We will have the opportunity to practice our fi'l, our conjugation, our sentence making, all through the Quran study. I think that will be a really, really awesome thing. Plus, Quran study, the main objective, you know, like what are we trying to get out of the Quran study, like academically, like objectives of Quran study. Excluding like the objectives that are like, you know, spiritual, is number one, it's application of our grammar knowledge, right? Applying it in a outside of like a table where, you know, things are easy. Applying it to an external resource. That's what the Quran is for us, as a, in the sense of our study, in the context of our study. So applying the grammar to an external resource, that's an objective. And also it is acquisition of vocabulary. And we are able to look at words. We're able to do some deep dive into words. That is how a vocabulary is acquired. And again, you know, it's not the perfect solution in the sense that I wish we could do this for longer, but alhamdulillah, it gives us a little bit more time or a little bit more exposure to vocabulary than otherwise. So that is the two main things here. Inshallah, we will go into the net. I don't know what I was watching, but let's close it. Whoa, buddy. And let us go to Surah Hud, ayah number 39. Okay, I'm going to be a little quicker this time because I think in the lecture we were quite slow, but I'm going to speed this up now, inshallah. I hope you will stay with me. If somebody would like to unmute their mic and work along with us, that will be really good, inshallah. Okay, here is the ayah. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. So remember, Nuh alayhi salam is told by Allah to make the ship. He is then making the ship. As he's making the ship, the people are mocking him, right? They're like, what is this? And he says that if you are going to mock us, then we will mock you, just like you are mocking us. All right. فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. All right. Now, that said, let us insert a table. And let us make this table a little less miskeen. Perfect window. Maybe I'll do this. I'll actually make it 7. Yeah. And I'll do auto fit window. Perfect. All right. So, what is the first word here that I'm putting in my table, people? Ya jama'a. What is it?
Fa.
Fa. Excellent. Fa. Any idea of what fa means?
Then.
Fa means so, or fa means? Then, both of those are good meanings. We're gonna accept both of them, inshallah. So then, that's fine. We'll write both of them. Yep. Fa is a what?
Harf.
Is a harf. Okay. Now, fa is also a good harf with some detail. A lot of these details we'll learn in steps 3, inshallah. Right now, we'll call it a harf. Next word.
Sofa.
Next word is sofa.
Sofa,
right? Notice so is how long in units of pronunciation? So
one.
One.
One, you can't hear anything, Mr. Foza, are you sure? Everybody else can hear? The audio on my end is fine, sister. Yeah, I think everything else turned up. Yeah. So is one. Okay. All right. So fa is a what? It's a harf as well. Okay. But do you remember what it does?
Future. It.
Excellent. It makes the fi'il that comes after, the present tense fi'il after, it puts it in the future. You might remember this from last class, correct? If I show you here.
We'll start these black boxes.
Okay. Let me fix that. All right. Right? If you remember this, past, present tense, future, it's either by context or by the letter seen or by the word sofa. Mm-hmm. And that is what we have here. Sofa is for the present tense. So we will say this is a harf, and its meaning is like, we'll put this in brackets as will, in the sense that the word after will be like, we'll join the two, inshallah, and make the meaning of it. What's the word after?
Ta'alamuna.
Excellent. Okay, what is this?
Present tense marfu.
Present tense. Fa'il
marfu. You all.
Marfu. And the actor is what?
Na.
The actor is waw. Perfect. And what does waw represent?
You all.
You all. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. All right. Now, ta'lamuna means what?
All you?
You all know.
You all know. All right. Now, sawfa ta'lamuna would mean what?
You will all know.
You all will know.
You all will know, right?
No.
Make sense? So now the meaning of ta'lamuna is in the future. Okay, ta'lamuna, tell me, people, how would I say he knows?
Ya'lamu.
He knows is ya'lamu, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. She knows.
Ta'lamu,
correct? You know. You know, ta'lamu.
Ta'lamu.
Excellent. I know.
A'lamu.
Very nice. We know.
Na'lamu.
Na'lamu. Okay. They know.
Ya'lamuna.
Ya'lamuna, correct?
Yeah.
You all know.
Ta'lamuna.
Ta'lamuna. Very nice. Okay? All right. Is that good?
So far.
Yeah. All right, perfect. Alhamdulillah. All right. The next word is man. Do you know what man means?
From or
who? Close. Min is from, man means who. Okay. Here, man is an ism, which we will study later, inshallah. Okay. You will know who ya'tihi. Okay. Without even knowing anything, or without even like analyzing the verb or the the combo of words here. How many words is ya'tihi?
Two.
Two. What's the second word?
He.
He. What's the first word then?
Ya'ti.
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 Ya'ti. Ya'ti, like that, right?
Yeah.
Make sense? Okay. Ya'ti is a is a present tense fail. I'll tell you this because the root letters for ya'ti is hamza, ta, and ya. And when you have hamza, ta, and ya, these are the root letters. Okay? If you were to make the past tense, it will be like this. Ata. Its present tense is ya'ti. That means to come. That's what it means. Okay? Ata, he came. Ya'ti, he comes. Okay? Now, this is a fi'il that is irregular. Why is it irregular? Anybody know?
Because of ya.
Because of the ya, right? The ya is actually the reason why. But also, do you know something very interesting? One more category of irregular fi'il is when the root is a hamza. That's another category of irregular fi'ils. So to be honest, this has two irregularities. Quite interesting. But that's okay. We will study irregularities in STA3, inshallah. This is right now. Okay. Do you remember I also covered last time something about the meaning of harf jar changing? When used with what?
Fair,
right? And sometimes you have to look it up. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. This is the time to look it up. Let's look it up. Hamza, ta, ya. Okay. All right. Here we are. I'm going to scroll down quickly. Ata, ya'ti. Now, I want you to tell me, here in this, let me actually preface that over here. What is this he?
Attached pronoun.
Attached to who?
Fa'il.
Fa'il. So what is this going to be?
Maf'ul.
Mudaf ilayhi.
Attached to fa'il. Fa'il.
Maf'ul.
Maf'ul, right? Okay. Now, look at the dictionary. The harf jar is ila. Correct? Okay. Harf jar is ala. But what is this ha? Can you tell me what this ha is?
For the attached pronoun who?
Ahsantum, right? For the maf'ul. For folks, you following with me on this? The who is to specify the attached pronoun. Okay? So if there is an attached pronoun with ata, the meaning would be to come to. To come to. Is that part clear? I will actually take a little snip of this. Oh boy, what are you doing?
So it's putting the ila next to the or.
Don't know why I can't do this properly. Hold up. All right. I'm going to actually paste this in the notes here. Okay? And the size we can adjust a little bit later. Okay. So this is the idea here, people, right? That the... then when it has a harf jar attached to it, the meaning will be come to. Come to. All right. Now, ya'ti means?
You will come.
The fa'il here is hidden pronoun he. I'll tell you the hidden pronoun he. Now tell me, what is the meaning here? He comes. Excellent. Ahsantum. And he is what?
or him?
Him, right? Now. Now tell me, what is this together? Ya'tihi.
Comes to him.
He comes to him. You with me, people? That's where the two comes from. See this little two here? This two comes from this part right here. If someone's like, how did you get the two? That's how we get it. If you have a maf'ul with this fi'al, right? The meaning becomes two. People online, like the ones who are typing, is this clear?
Why is there ila there?
It could be used with ila as well. It could be ya'ti ilayhi, it could be ya'ti hi. You still keep he as maf'ul. It has two actions. Yes, he is still maf'ul, correct. But the meaning, when it comes with ya'ti, becomes to him. Is that clear, Sister Michelle? Alhamdulillah. Sister Hadiba, do you want to also like use your mic, or are you okay typing? Oh, all right, never mind. No problem. Okay, alhamdulillah. Whoever wants to do it, by the way, by all means, do it. It's good. Tutorial or class, it's nice, alhamdulillah. Okay, so, مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ. Now, he comes to him. I'm going to actually alter this a little bit and make it he/it. Okay? He/it. All right. Now, this word, next word is عَذَابٌ. عَذَابٌ. Adabun means what? Any ideas?
Punishment.
Adabun means punishment, right? Adabun means punishment. Some of these words that if you are unable to, you don't know their meaning, okay? You can look up, like we have the ayah here. I see the ayah can help you. Punishment. You can go to Quran. The question is, how do you understand? I don't know what adab means. How do I know? Well, here's one easy way. Shortest possible way. You go to Quran.com, write the surah and ayah number, and
Azabun.
Azabun. It will tell you. Right?
Azabun.
It will tell you what the meaning is. Alright? Punishment. Now, azabun. So here in this fi'il, hidden pronoun he is the pronoun, right? Oh. Should I look for an outside fi'il?
Yes.
When I have a hidden pronoun he or she, I should always look for a outside fi'il. Is there a outside fi'il here?
Yes.
What is that? Adabun. Outside fi'il. Okay, it is marfu', right? So now the meaning becomes what?
An ism.
Adabun is an ism, right? Adabun is an ism. It's marfu', correct? The adabun is now my fa'il. Okay? So it will replace he, it. So I'm going to take this in the meaning.
Punishment.
Punishment
comes to him.
Comes to him, right? And I'm going to do this. Look. Punishment or a punishment. Let's put a, right? Should I put a or the?
A.
A punishment, right? Okay, good. And I'll put a punishment. A punishment comes to him. Make sense? Adabun. All right. Next word. Yukhzihi. Yukhzihi is how many words? Sorry. Yukhzihi is also?
Two words.
Two. The first word is?
Yukhzi.
Yukhzi. And the second word is?
He.
He. Yukhzi. Z, if you were to guess, looking at something else in this ayah that we've studied before, in this ayah, what would your guess be? What is yukhzi? Not the meaning, but what is it?
It's a present tense.
Present tense fail.
Present tense fail. Perfect. Okay.
Also, matzum.
Don't worry about that right now, okay. Because R3 is ya. I don't want to tell you about its status. Okay. Yukhzi. Tell me the root letters.
Khaza
and yeah. Yes. Is this irregular?
Yes.
If it's irregular, I'm not telling you about status right now. Do you know why?
No.
Because that's when really irregular things happen.
Okay.
So it will just confuse us, right? And we don't want to do that right now. Okay. But as long as you are able to see, this is present tense fair. I can see that. There's a yeah here. Okay, alhamdulillah. That's good. That's the expected level. I'm not even expecting you to tell me right now. This is present tense fail. I'll tell you. And after I've told you once, I'm hoping that you can spot it the second time, inshallah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hidden pronoun, he. Okay? Yukhzi from khizi, right? The root or the meaning of khizi is humiliation, right? Disgracefulness, yes, perfect, right? Khizyun in the Quran is to describe disgrace. So let's take the word disgrace here, I think, huh? Disgrace. It is actually, to be more clear, I'll actually look up the word to show you how it's used, okay? Khaza and ya. Now you have to take my word for something, okay? You have to take my word on the fact that this is family four, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you see the maf'ul somewhere? Right here, right?
Yeah.
Family four. To him, humiliate, degrade, dishonor someone. Are you with me? So when I have the maf'ul attached to this. I'm going to write this as maf'ul, right? Because now I've already said it, and I'm sure you know, right? This is a attached pronoun attached to a fi'l. When that happens, that is the meaning. To humiliate someone, to degrade someone, to dishonor someone.
Yeah.
Make sense? Okay. So this would be he, what was it that we said? Humiliates, or what did we decide on?
Disgrace.
Disgrace. He disgraces. Disgrace here. Oh, disgrace is not even him, but no problem. He disgraces, humiliates. He is what?
Him or it?
Him.
Him or it, okay. Here, him would be, he would be him. Okay. Let's put this together. Yukhzihi. He disgraces him. Okay. Now, he disgraces him right now. It's kind of, like, the question is, what is he referring to, right? The he is actually referring to the azabun, punishment. So a better translation would actually be what? It. Right? It will be it. So I'll actually translate the whole thing. There's a little piece of grammar here that is missing, and that's why you're not able to do it fully. Okay? I'll do this for you here. Okay? These are all of these are related, okay? They are actually, I'll tell you to make you interested in this. This yukhzihi, this sentence is man'ut. I'm sorry, This sentence is na'at for adhabun, that is a man'ud. You see that? Remember, in our syllabus, we have this thing called sentences in sentences. Where is that? Not to like throw you off, but here. You see that last 2 weeks? Sentences within sentences. That's what I'm referring to here. I have a sentence. Yukhzihi. Sentence, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
That is within a sentence. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Manu'ut is adhabun. Na'at would be yukhzihi. Okay? That's why it's a little difficult to translate individually. So, a punishment which, this is going to be implied, which disgraces him, comes to him. That's the meaning.
Or we can use will disgrace him.
Which will disgrace him is also okay. Either of them is fine. Okay? Do you get this part? How this meaning, does this meaning make sense? Yeah. This is a slightly complicated sentence, but that's okay. But the meaning, does it make sense? Yeah. Okay, you will know, right, who is going to get a punishment which disgraces him that comes to him. That's what Nuh alayhi salam is saying. You will know soon who's getting a punishment that's coming to him. A punishment that will disgrace him. Make sense? We do look for the outside file, sister Maryam, for all things. But in this yukhziya, we don't look for it. In this case, we will say the hidden pronoun, he is your file. Okay? Okay, next word.
Yuhillu.
Before yuhillu is?
Wa.
Our favorite word. Right. Our favorite word is?
What?
Is what?
And.
Wrote, okay. Alright. Wa yahillu. Wa. Oh boy. What is up with this table? I don't get it. Okay. There. Really random things are happening to my computer. I have no idea why. All right. Alhamdulillah. The entire row. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Wa yahillu. Okay. Wa. What does wa mean? Wa means and.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. And it is what? Half. Yahillu. Ya. Hill. Lu. Okay. Tell me the root letters for Yahillu, if you can, please. I'll start you with the first one. Ha, lam, la. Right? What do we find here? Two root letters that are the same. Right? Is this an irregularity? Yes.
No.
It's also a category of irregularity. Do you see how many irregularities there are? Root letter waw, root letter ya, root letter hamza, R2, R3 being the same.
Same.
These are categories of irregularities. And you notice how many of the ayat of Quran actually have irregularities? Not the ayah, but like the verbs are irregular verbs.
Meaning.
SubhanAllah, right? This is where like someone who studies this, like, you know, a bit of, I think, like, if you study, okay, I'll just learn 80% of the words of the Quran. That's where I don't think it works. You know why? Because most of the 80% that you learn, you won't even be able to understand which form they're coming in, right? Because most of those 80% or a lot of those 80% are irregular words, right? It's not like they come in the same form every single time. Because they're irregular, their forms will change a lot. And you need to know how they change and the grammar behind it, that's when the 80% list has some value. Do you see? So it's a shortcut that's not really getting you to the destination, in my opinion. Allahu a'lam. But now here we have yahillu. Okay, you have excellently identified the root letters. I will tell you this is a fi'il. Can you tell me what type of fi'il?
Present.
Present tense fi'il, right? What would you say present tense fi'il though?
Starts with yeah,
right? That's our cue, right? If R1 is ha, right? This yeah will tell us that this is a present tense fi'il. Okay. I'll also tell you that the actor here is, or the pronoun of this thing is hidden pronoun.
He,
right? Hidden pronoun he. All right. Yahillu is an interesting word. Well, how does it translate? Descend. Okay. Will descend. Descend. I don't know. Let's look at Quran corpus. Quran dictionary. On this root letter, by the way, halla, ahalla, halal. You know halal?
No.
Yeah. Halal. Good. I'm glad you know halal. All of these come from this root letter, okay? Halail also comes from this root letter. It's an interesting word, okay? Halla is, so it could mean, it has like two slightly disconnected meanings. It could mean something that's halal, okay? La yahillu lakum. It is not halal for you. Okay, that's one category of meanings. Other one is to descend. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, a punishment that descends upon him. يَحِلْ descends. Two different types of meaning. I'll show you also. حِلْ is lawful. Okay, halal is also lawful. Okay, halail is one of the words used in the Quran for a wife or wives. Okay, why is the word used for that? Halail, because they're halal for the person, for the man who is married to them, right? Like you are, it's halal for you to have relationships with them, and everybody else is haram. Get it? That's the implication.
Can you read it again?
I'm sorry?
Can you read it again, the word and wife?
Sorry, Abel Musa, I'm not able to understand.
I mean, it's hard for me to read the halal.
Halail, halail. I'll leave this here, inshallah, for you in the notes for you to look at, inshallah. Is that okay? Oh yeah, alhamdulillah. But I'm just telling you that from the category, like the one meaning that means lawful, that's the all those words related to it. The other one is to descend. All right, to descend. So here we'll say he slash it descends. You with me, people?
Yeah, but are there a lot of words in Arabic that have disjointed meanings?
There's quite a few.
Okay, so sometimes it's difficult to relate the two.
It would be, yeah. But it's okay, you know, that's not the norm. That's not the norm. The norm is the meanings usually are related. Yep. And I'm sure someone can relate it somehow. Descending and halal, I don't know how, but someone could do it. Sister Solange, you know something? How they will be related? This is an area of strength for Sister Solange. Untying, and it is unleashed. Untying, okay, so untying kind of like it descends. Untying, because it's haram, you untie it, now becomes halal. Is that the idea? You want to unmute yourself, Sister Solange, and explain? okay, no problem. Okay. وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ. How many words is عَلَيْهِ?
Two.
Two. First word?
عَلَى.
Perfect. The first word is عَلَى, but when I'm writing it here, I'm going to write it as عَلَيْهِ, okay? Because of how the thing works here, right? And the next one is?
E.
E. But we know this عَلَيْ is actually عَلَى, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what is Ali or what is Ala?
Harf Jar.
Harf Jar. So what is he?
Ism Majroor.
Ism Majroor, right? And this is meanings, this means what?
Upon.
Upon.
On or upon, okay. And he is?
On him. Him,
him, right? Okay. Wayahillu descends upon him. Adabun. Adabun. I think we know the meaning of adabun, right? What does it mean?
Punishment.
A punishment or the punishment?
A punishment.
A punishment. Okay, very good. So I want to do something here actually, just to make it a little easier myself. A punishment. Muqimun. Muqimun. Okay. Can you guess the root letters for Muqim? If I tell you the meme is part of, like, you know, the acted or the actor pattern, the meme is part of the pattern. Can you tell me what's R1 for Muqim?
Qaf.
Qaf.
R1 is Qaf. Okay. Now, R3. Can you tell me R3?
Meme.
Yeah.
Meme. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the tricky one is the one in the middle. Many of you are saying wow, some of you are saying yeah. Okay, I'll tell you something interesting. You remember last time we did looked at the word qawm?
Yes.
Remember that qawm?
Yeah.
From the word aqama, aqama to establish, is the actor of this is muqim, the one who establishes. So the root letter would actually be wow. Okay. Root letter is actually wow. But is this irregular?
Yes.
Yes, indeed it is irregular. And that's why there are complications here. Right? But that's okay. We're not going to explain how it's irregular right now. We just want to see irregularities, register them, and then inshallah when we get there, we'll be able to unpack them. Okay? I'll write aqama from last time, right? Because we wrote this last time. Aqama. Remember that? Aqama. To establish. Correct? Establish. Yes or no?
Yes.
Muqim is the actor of this fi'l. Muqimun is the one who establishes. You with me? Now, the one who establishes is Muqim. What does he say here? Lasting, right? So,
enduring.
So the idea here is Muqim is a punishment that will be established upon them. The punishment is وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيم. Let's look at how he translates Muqim here. Muqim. Lasting. Established. Enduring. Okay. Let's take the word lasting. How's that? Is that okay?
Yes.
A lasting. I'm going to put a here just because it's muqimun. Okay. Now you can tell me something interesting about these two words. Can you tell me something interesting about them?
Manod
Nat, right? Yeah, M before N. Manod Nat, right? So, mashallah, jazakallah khair for that. I think it was, I don't remember who it was who mentioned this little trick to us. Adabun marfu', muqimun marfu'. Adabun indefinite, muqimun.
Indefinite.
Indefinite. Adabun masculine, muqimun.
Masculine.
Masculine. Adabun singular, muqimun.
Singular.
Singular. So this is going to be man'ut, na'at.
Na'at.
What would that look like? What would that look like if I was to try in last, this? Hmm?
Punishment.
A lasting
punishment.
Punishment. An established punishment. I like that as well. Okay? That's an excellent meaning. I'm just using lasting just to make it in sync with what we're doing here. Is that okay, Sister Halima? Just in sync with the Quran Corpus Translation. Okay? All right. Now, let's go back to Yahillu. Yahillu, what's the pronoun for Yahillu?
Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he. Okay. So look for an outside fa'il.
Adabun.
Yes.
We should look for it. And what is the outside fa'il?
Adabun mukimun.
Adabun.
The outside fa'il would be adabun, right? Outside fa'il. Okay. Outside fa'il. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, what's the meaning here? He descends, instead of saying it descends upon him, we will say
a lasting punishment descends upon him.
A lasting punishment descends upon him. Are you with me, people?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you will know soon who is going to get a punishment. Who is it? A punishment will come to him that will humiliate him, and a lasting punishment descends upon him. Nuh alayhi salam is now threatening his people. He's like, "Yeah, you gonna make fun of me now? You'll soon know. You will know soon who is going to be humiliated and punished in a way." Unlike before. All right? Does that make sense, people? This was a complicated ayah because it's sentences in sentences. Quite a few of them. He's telling his people. Yes, he is. He is telling this. This is the speaker here is Nuh alayhi salam. From qala, from here, in taskharu, to here, this is all in quotes, Nuh alayhi salam saying it. Now, Nuh alayhi salam is saying this. What's the context? He's not saying this on day one of his da'wah. He's saying this on day one after 950 years. 950 years. Allahu Akbar. Like, that would make a person, like, I have a school year with kids. I go insane by the end of the year. It's like, I don't want to see their faces. Take them away. Come back after the summer and then maybe I want to see you. Right? It's like 10 months. I don't want to see them. Imagine for 950 years, just preaching, telling, inviting, gently, nicely. And people are just generation after generation. Not just, and it's not just one or few generations. You've seen like a line of people, I don't know how many generations, and they're all like this. At that point, is when Nuh alayhi salam is saying this. Subhanallah. Hatta idha jaa amruna. Hatta idha jaa amruna. All right. Let us look at what this is, huh? I don't know why, but my mouse has like a mind of its own today. All right. Hatta is a very interesting word, right? There was a grammarian, I think it was Farahidi, right? And he said, when he was dying, he's like, you know, the only thing I don't know in Arabic is what is hatta. He's like, I don't know what Hattal is. I can't explain it. Farabi was a real, like, he was like the OG of Arabic grammar. He was the guy who really, you know, he worked very hard on it. And he died. He was non-Arab, by the way. A lot of the Arab grammarians are non-Arabs. In the room. But he was like, I don't know what it does, to be very honest with you. So it's okay. We will just put it as harf for now. Okay? Hatta means until. Okay? Ida.
When? Oh, is a harf?
Ida means when. Now, Ida has like some interesting, you know, let's put Ida as, in the books of grammar, they describe Ida as a, as an ism. Okay? Am I correct, there, Sister Lunch? If I remember correctly. In the books of I'rab, in the books of grammatical analysis, they generally describe Ida as an ism, and Id as an ism. But these are, it's like an exception to what we're studying. Okay? So we're going to leave this blank for now. Okay? Just leave it blank. A special ism. Okay, I like that even better. Special ism. Okay? This is one of those that we won't discuss right now until we're ready. We're going to be ready for it when we come to sentences that are what's called the jumla shartiya, conditional sentences. That's when we can really start to dive into it. And then perhaps we can start to see why they call it an ism. Okay? Not ism in the way of properties, masculine, marfu, etc., but ism in a slightly different way. Let's.
Is at the door.
It's gonna be like we can get to that inshallah later. Ida jaa. Okay, jaa. I'll tell you, jaa is actually a past tense fail. Past tense fail. And mashallah, many of you know the meaning of it. Jaa. It's hit the. The actor here is hidden pronoun, he. Ja'a means he came. Okay, ja'a means he came. Similar to the word ata. Ata, he came. Ja'a, he came. They both have similar meanings. Now, what is the root letters for ja'a? Any guesses? Jim is an easy one, R1. What's R3? In the middle you have two choices. Wow or yeah, right? Because Alif cannot be a root letter. Are you with me? Alif is not a root letter. So what would you guess? You have 50% chance. It's actually yeah. Very good. If I was to look it up, you see, alhamdulillah, ja'a, and look, when it writes ja'a, it spells out the root letters, jim, ya, hamza. Its present tense is yaji'u. Its present tense is yaji'u. Ja'a yaji'u. This is all again irregular. This is irregular. This is two irregularities, right? Irregularity number one, ya.
Yeah.
Irregularity number two,
hamza.
And this is one of the most frequent words in the Quran, by the way. What does it mean? To come.
To come.
Right? To come. All right. By the way, this thing here, is this Arabic grammar or is this tajweed?
Tajweed.
This is tajweed. Okay, this is a mad, right? This is tajweed. It's not Arabic grammar. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Hidden pronoun he. Okay, I am actually going to ask you to change it from he came to like also slash it came, right? All right. Now, next word is what?
Amru,
right? Amru. Oh, what happened there?
That is a special character.
Take your characters, showing characters. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Who's hacked into my computer today? Who is it? Amru. And the next word is?
No.
Correct? Okay, now I need you to tell me this. Think about it, please. This attached pronoun is attaching to what?
Command.
Ism.
Attaching to a? Ism. Amr. Hmm? Look at the Dhamma there, right? Amru is an ism, yes. Amru is a ism. Okay. Now, Amr means what? Command. Right? Or R, like the command of Allah is Amrullah. Get it? So now, Amr is what? Grammatically? Amr is Mudaf, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
And Na is?
Mudaf
Ilayhi. Are you with me, people? Okay, Amr means command. Na means?
Ours,
right? So, what would that be if I put this together?
Our
command, very good. Now, hidden pronoun he is the... is a pronoun right now, right? Would this be the fa'il of the sentence? Well, let's look afterwards. Afterwards, you have amru, right? Is it marfu?
Yes.
So that this end would end up being actually our outside fa'il, right? Now, how would that translate? What's the translation?
Until the whole of it or just that?
Just the Ja'a Amruna. Our command.
Until our command came.
Until our command came. Perfect, right? Until our command. Our command. Came. And this is what I wanted to do. Right? It replaces the pronoun he, right? That's what I'm trying to show you. It replaces the pronoun he and becomes a fa'il. Yes or no? Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Ja'a amruna. Okay? How would I say, his command came? His command came. How would you say that, people? Ja'a
amruhu.
Ahsant. Ja'a amruhu. Very nice. How would I say her command came?
Ja'a amruha.
Ja'a
amruha.
Ja'a what, people? Amruha. Very nice. Amruha. Your command came. Masculine.
Ja'a amruka.
Ja'a amruka. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. My command came.
My.
Ja'a Amri, very nice. That's excellent. But I thought it's marfu'. What is going on here? Kasra, why? Majroor, no. Kasra for the ya. Yes, Sister Samantha, thank you very much. Remember, when you have the ya, right? For my, kitabi, amri, it will make this R3, you make R3, put a kasra on it. Do you remember that? Kitabi. We did this before quite a bit, yes?
Yes.
Folks, do you remember this? In the learning aid, if I was to refresh your memory a little bit, it opens up. Oh boy. And so. Right? You see that? Kitabi. People, please tell me, this is okay or not?
Yes.
All right, alhamdulillah, very good. Where are we? Kitab. All right, lastly, tell me.
You have a blackboard.
Yep. Allah's command came. Think about it, I need the full sentence. Ja'a what?
Ja'a amrullah.
Amrullahi. Right?
Yeah.
Why? Fi'l is ja'a, isn't it?
Yes.
Fa'il is, well, the pronoun is hidden pronoun he, replaced by what? Amru, right? That's my outside fa'il. Yes or no?
Yes.
Also, Amru is also what?
Marfu?
It's marfu for sure. But it's also
mudaf.
And the word Allahi, is
mudaf ilayhi.
Mudaf ilayhi. Yes or no, people?
Yes.
I can do the same thing for ja'a amruna, right? If I wrote down ja'a amruna like this, fi'l and fa'il, ja'a amruna. Oh, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Fa'il is ja'a, right? Yes or no? Fa'il, tell me, please. Or ja'a amruna. Amru, right? So, hidden pronoun he is the pronoun, but that gets replaced by. By what? My sister Umariyam, what do you think? Amru, right? Amru. And also, Amru is also what? Mudaf. Because I have an attached pronoun attaching to it. And what is my mudaf ilayhi?
Allahi.
No, in ja'a amruna. I'm doing this sentence now.
The word na.
The mudaf ilayhi would be? No, right? Yes or no? Does this make sense? Right? We did a little bit of practice of jumla fi'liya again here as well. Here you have your outside fa'il. Ja'a amrullahi. It replaces. Amru replaces the fa'il. Ja'a amruna. Same thing. Amru replaces the fa'il. And then both of the cases, amru is also mudaf. In this case, amrullahi, it is mudaf to the word Allahi. In the case of amruna, it is mudaf to the word, the attached pronoun, na. Does that make sense, people?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And this is good. This is good. Until our command came. And then what happened? Farat an-nur. This is a difficult ayah or difficult expression. What it means is that the water gushed forth, or what is Farat an-nur? What does he say about it? Farat an-nur would be, that's what I thought. The literal meaning is the oven overflowed, right? Fara is for something to overflow. The oven overflowed, meaning the oven that they would, this is a sign that the flood is coming. The oven, or the ovens will start to overflow with water. Okay? Farat an-nur. Right? You know tandoor? That's where it comes from. Tannur, the oven. قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا. We said to Nuh alayhi salam, Allah said, we said, إِحْمِلْ, load fiha, on the ship, on the ark, مِنْ كُلِّنْ, every kind of زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ, every kind of species in pairs. And أَهْلَكَ, your family. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنْ, except those who the sentence has already been passed upon them and those who have believed, right? وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, but only a few believed. Because a few of his family, but notably his wife and his son, did not believe. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ. So that is how what Allah says, take your family but not your son and wife, because they didn't believe, right? And take those who believe with you as well. All right? Inshallah, we will end with that. Halla means to untie a knot, to unbind. So the punishment is left loose upon them. Ahsanti, Sister Solange. And also, I guess, halal is something that, you know, it was like something that's closed off, and then when it becomes halal, it's like opened, and now you can access it, right? Somewhat? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alright. Jazakumullahu khairan. This is good. I think we did, you know, an ayah in a bit, right? With some practice of conjugation, a little bit of practice of our making sentences, and some word lookups. Walillahi alhamd. Alright. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you all on Monday for properties of ism. Yay. And jumla ismiya. Alright. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفر وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.